Hi, this is David Spears, the ABC's national political lead and the host of Insiders. And this is some analysis I've written on a rather fiery Senate estimates hearing on the Optus 000 outage. For a department carrying the name Communications, yesterday was not a shining example of clarity in message delivery. Senators from across the political spectrum were left frustrated and without some answers at an estimates hearing where the department's most senior officials were grilled over the Optus 000 failures. It takes a lot to unite Liberal Senator Jane Hume, Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, and Independent Senator David Pocock. They were as one in their exasperation. At every turn during yesterday's hearing, the department was keen to lay all culpability for the 000 outage, the defeat of Optus. Three deaths have been linked to this failure. The government does not accept any blame. The department's fury with Optus and that of its minister Annika Wells has been compounded by the lack of immediate updates from the telco about the scale of the outage on the morning of September 18. It's this failure of Optus to provide real-time information that has allowed the government to defend its handling of the crisis, on the grounds it was kept in the dark as much as everyone else. Yesterday's estimates hearing, however, focused on the shards of light that were available on that day. Optus had sent two emails on September 18, one confirming an outage had occurred, followed 7 minutes later by a second saying everything was rectified. These initial emails incorrectly stated only 10 calls may have been impacted. Only a full 24 hours later did Optus own up to the fact it was more than 600 calls affected, with three lives lost. Senators were keen to know what happened in response to those initial Optus emails. Even 10 emergency calls failing to get through isn't nothing. Surely someone did something. It was on this point that departmental officials bristled and the temperature at estimates rose. The officials revealed the initial Optus emails had gone to the wrong address. An old address, it turns out, now being used for a different purpose and only checked every couple of days. Optus had apparently been told the changed address and stuffed this up too. But the fact this piece of information about a changed departmental email address only emerged under questioning stirred senators' suspicions. When was the email address changed? And when were telcos told? The answers weren't immediately clear. In any event, the minister's office also received these initial emails on September 18 from Optus, and in question time, Annika Wells played them down too. She said these emails incorrectly suggested it was only a minor outage, with no adverse impacts on any person. Even though the emails didn't technically say that they no adverse impacts, it's true these early emails did not suggest any damage had been done. It was only the following day that the full scale of the outage became clear. The blame for what appears to be a series of cascading failures is rightly being directed at Optus. Multiple inquiries are now examining how exactly the outage occurred, why real-time information wasn't provided, and why initial advice to authorities gave incorrect information, suggesting only 10 calls were impacted. Even if it had provided all the correct information to the right email addresses on the day, this wouldn't have stopped an outage which had already occurred. But in a complex 000 system, the department and regulator need to know at the earliest opportunity what exactly has gone wrong. The government's new 000 custodian has been given the power to ensure this information is readily accessible. The government is determined to avoid wearing any blame for Optus's failure, but also it needs to be transparent about how it handled even dodgy early advice from the telco about the outage as it seeks to maintain trust in the 000 system. Thanks for listening. We'll have more on this Sunday morning. Hope you can join us for Insiders, 9 a.m. on ABC TV.